All the Way Home. Stories from an African Wildlife Sanctuary by Bookie Peak. Read by Julie Maisie. Preface. Zimbabwe? People are often astonished that after all these troubled years, we are still here on Stone Hills, doing what we love to do. Actually, we are as surprised as they are, for our situation is even more tenuous than ever. Today, tomorrow, sometime, never, nothing is certain. At first, we found the insecurity intolerable, but in a sense it's been good for us. We've learned to live more intensely and to cherish each moment in this magical place. As I write, a baby squirrel is sleeping inside my shirt. I'll show him to the local schoolchildren when they come on their field trip to the sanctuary this afternoon. At 4 o'clock, they'll help feed the giraffe, eland, gemsbok, kudu, and warthog who come wandering in for their daily treat of game cubes to help them through the dry months. Wildlife has been a major casualty in Zimbabwe's chaotic land policy. But maybe some of these bright-eyed kids, so eager to learn, will one day make a difference. There is always reason to hope. In a dark time, says Theodore Rusk, the eye begins to see. I know what he means. Stone Hills. Chapter 1. Who, for example, ever writes about the warthog? Alan Moorhead. Looking back to that stormy day in January 1996, I believe that Pumbi's sudden appearance in our lives should be described more as an act of God than your average happy event. We hadn't planned a warthog any more than we had planned a tidal wave, a tornado, or triplets. Some things in nature simply happen.